Hello.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Robert?
This is Robert.
My name is Carlos. We're calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. Are you registered to vote?
And who are you representing when you call?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. The
I've
survey is
not
mainly
heard
about
that.
issues facing your community and the schools in the country. Your opinion is extremely important, sir.
Okay, let's go forward.
All right, thank you. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
May I ask, what is your age?
I am 79.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I would Caucasian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
I am very dissatisfied.
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first one is the U.S. Department of Education. How would you rate it from 0 to
40.
100? All right. Charter schools.
90.
Joe Biden.
20.
Moms of Liberty.
I'm not familiar with that one. I'll pass. Not
Okay.
totally familiar with that.
Okay. Woke culture or wokeism?
10.
Public schools.
Sixty.
The National
Depends on where you
Education.
are.
Okay, so with public schools, just generally, how would you rate it?
Sixty.
All right. The National Education Association or NEA?
25.
Public school teachers.
80.
And lastly, Donald Trump.
50.
Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
On average, fair. I think there are some that are very good. I think there are some that are very poor. So if you average it out, I would say they're probably fair.
Okay. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Staying the same.
Okay. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the schools prepare them very well, 5 means schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare their students at all regarding this topic. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one is be ready for higher education like college.
I would say, now, schools in my area, is that what you're talking about? Is that
This
what the
one is,
question was started with? Or generally in the US?
generally the public schools, yeah, generally.
I didn't clarify. Is it just in my area, or are we thinking about total across the US?
So,
schools in my area, do I answer or repeat the question? I think the answer,
I'm going to repeat it. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? So in this one is just generally. Please rate each of the following topics from 0 to 10. 10 means they prepare them very well. 5 means they prepare them somewhat. And 0 means they do not prepare students at all regarding that specific topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is be ready for higher education like college.
I find this very difficult to answer because I think it varies by school district and by location in the country. I think there are some schools I would give 10 and there are some schools I would give 2. However, I think schools generally, it's very difficult. I would have to say probably. I mean, I'd rather not answer that question because I think it's not specific enough.
All right. The next one is compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
Again, I think the same answer. I think some schools do a very good job and others don't do much at all.
Okay. Develop critical thinking skills.
I'm going to answer that generally about 6. About 6. I think that's the most critical thing we can do, and they don't do it very well.
All right. Develop social skills.
Three.
Rasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
What was the first word you said?
Rasp.
Would you spell that for me?
Sure.
Grasp?
Rasp, G-R-A-S-P.
Okay, grasp. Okay, I wasn't sure if I understood the right. Okay, repeat the question, please.
Grasp? The academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
I'd say 7.
All right, and lastly, understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
That one's difficult to answer because I don't think it's understand. I think it's, I don't think that's how it's presented. I think it's, understand the diversity.
Mm-hmm. So it's understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly.
That's a loaded question. I'm not going to add. That's a too loaded question because it's a leading an answer.
Okay.
Understand the value of is how do I feel about that? How do I feel about how they teach it, or how do they include it in the curriculum? I would give them a low score. I don't like the question. I think the question's loaded.
Okay, so would you want to rate it, or we can also skip it?
No, I'm not going to rate it. Not going to rate it because I think the question is invalid. Okay. I don't think it's a valid question.
All right, no problem. So the next one is, would you say that your state spends just the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Again, that's a hard question because I believe we spend enough, but I don't think it's spent in the right areas. So I would say, yes, they spend enough.
So would you go with about the right amount, not enough?
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's say, okay, the right amount is the right amount 8? Yeah, let's go 8.
So, and this one is not actually from a skill. It's just a... not enough. Those are the only three options. Not enough, too much, or about the right amount.
About the right amount.
All right. Thank you. I would just like to take a moment to thank you for taking time off your day to fill out the survey. I really appreciate it. I'm going to try to go through this as fast as I can. So have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I would say more towards a lot. I mean, I'm not real intent on it, but I would have to put it towards it towards a lot.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
No.
Now, would you say agree or disagree with that?
Is it mainly about politics? No, I disagree.
Yeah. Okay, would you say somewhat or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Depending on, you know, again, that's difficult to measure because in most of them, since I don't go to schools and all I hear are reports on news and what's happening, that's, you know, is that a lot or is that a little? I don't know. It's hard to evaluate.
Okay.
I'm going to say a lot, though, I think, because I probably hear as much as anybody else.
All right. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree with that statement? If you want, I can repeat it.
I agree with condition. You know, the point is that how do you present it? Do you present it as a, you know, as an open discussion and hear both sides, or is it, you know, that's the way the question is presented. I would agree. But however, I don't think that's the way it's practiced.
Okay, so we have, would you say strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Okay. Next statement is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you say you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Pardon?
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree. Okay. I think that's a parent's prerogative and right to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the last statement is, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
Ask the question. Again, is this a degree, disagree, strongly?
Yeah.
How do you phrase the question again? Rephrase the question for me again.
Yeah, just tell me if you agree or disagree with the statement.
Read the statement again to me, please.
Sure. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one is, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school's libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. So we have a strongly support.
I somewhat support.
Okay. Next idea is protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Against race, gender, and what?
Race, gender, and sexuality.
Okay, read the statement again for me, please.
Sure. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Would you say you support or oppose that idea?
again, I mean, how do you, what is fighting back? I mean, how, what's the forum for that? It just, you know, the questions are, there's a way to do it and a way not to do it. I would oppose that, but it depends on how it's done. So I would somewhat oppose that.
Thank you. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. So would you go with support or oppose?
I would support that.
Somewhat or strongly?
I would strongly support that.
Okay. Increasing discipline.
That was ethnic, right?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Next idea is increasing discipline in schools.
I strongly support that.
And lastly, the last idea is giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
Giving the parents power to do what? What?
To
read
veto,
that statement again, please.
Yeah, giving the
veto.
Veto.
To veto this, I somewhat support that.
Somewhat support. All right. Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
I support that.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
I would strongly support that.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means it is a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all a convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when the radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. So 0 means not at all convincing, a 5 means somewhat convincing, and a 10 is very convincing.
5. I say 5.
Okay. Next statement is working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also it's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds, and exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How would you rate them from 0 to 10?
It's interesting. This is an interesting, because when you stick the word inclusive in there, what does that mean? You know, also, everything sounds good. I would strongly agree, except, you know, what is define inclusive for me? Because there's a lot of things in inclusive that I would strongly oppose, but without, if you leave the word inclusive out, I would strongly support. So, you know, again, this is one, the way it's written, I would give it a 2 because of the word inclusive. Because
okay.
I think there are things that should not be included.
Yeah, I understand. So I'm just reading verbatim because I cannot change any words. But
I know you can't. So I'm going to give it a 2. I would hope the people who write these things would try to.
Yeah, it's okay because they review this, so you get to explain why you're giving this score. We don't allow the next one is we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery, or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians.
And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to give that a 1 because I used to teach, and I know that all teachers are not prepared, I give it a one because I just strongly disagree with that.
All right. Thank you very much for taking, for your patience, and we're almost done with the survey. I appreciate your time. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Once again, please tell me whether you agree to or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable.
I'd give that an 8. Is that an opposer number? What's the answer?
On this one, we have strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I would strongly agree.
Okay. And lastly, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I somewhat agree.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. These ones are really short. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate.
I have a graduate degree plus additional postgraduate work.
Okay. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Primarily a Republican.
Okay, would you go with strong Republican or not strong Republican?
It's hard to measure. Depends on the issues. I'm going to put not strong Republican.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
In my child, no, I do not have a child. Well, I've got grandchildren who have, yes.
Okay. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or a home school in the last 10 years?
No. All my kids are well beyond that.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Every week.
For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household, or if it doesn't apply to anybody. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does this apply to you or someone in your household?
Does not apply to me. No, it does not apply.
Okay. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom aide? Does this apply to you, someone in your household, or does not apply?
In the past, it applies. I used to be a teacher, but I mean, that's quite a while ago.
Okay, so yeah, I think this is one for currently. Okay.
I mean, I'm retired now, so I mean, you know, I'm not.
Okay, so I think it applies to you. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Okay. All right. Those were the only questions. I really appreciate you taking time off your day, as I mentioned, to take the survey. Thank you very much, and you have a great day. Take care.
Thank you. And you also.
Thank you. Bye.